You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Here I am once again. Who sings that?
I don't know.
Who is that actually?
Look that up. You do the intro there while I'm looking.
Hi guys, and welcome back to You're Grounded with myself, Ella Dorn, and my wonderful co-host, Emma Dorn. Emma, how are you this week? Sorry, go again. Hi, and you're very welcome back to You're Grounded with myself, Ella Dorn, and my wonderful co-host, Emma Dorn. So, Emma, how are you this week?
I'm good. I'm just looking it up here.
How long does it take you to look up?
I know. It was you that pointed it out to me. Oh, Kelly Clarkson, I think. I didn't fully look it up there. I think it is Kelly Clarkson.
Don't be giving fake info to the listeners now.
Oh yeah, well that's behind these hazel eyes. It must be her though if it came up. Here I am once again. Oh, listener, get in touch if you know who sings that song. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well.
I haven't seen much of you today. What was going on with you today?
I just had like a little nap when I came home.
Okay, so
just a little nap.
Boys are back at school today.
Woo, back to school.
And I was home with them and I noticed on my phone I had a text from you a couple of minutes previously saying, I'm home. Mm. And I said, oh, so am I. So I was expecting you to come downstairs and say to your brothers, oh, how'd you get on first day? No sign of Ella. And then I was upstairs with them doing something and you came out.
Yeah, I said hi.
You said hi, but you looked like you'd been dragged through a hedge backwards. And you're like, I just had a little nap.
Yeah, because like, I was asleep a little bit already.
Yeah, I knew that. You were a pure sleephead.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So that was at around 3.
Mm.
And then later on, we're having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting the dinner organised. And of course, we're always trying to accommodate, facilitate you because the rest of us are only part-time veggies. You are full-time committed veggie. So I'm calling you. But I'm doing that thing of calling you. I'm calling you like, I don't want to wake you up, but I want to see if you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and then I did the final check where I called you outside your bedroom door and there was no response. So I was like, I'm pretty sure she's still alive. But if I haven't seen her, I kind of was like, if I haven't seen her by 7 o'clock, I'll probably have to go into the room and see what's going on. So what is going on with you? You're on drugs.
No, I just
are you drinking?
No.
Are you drinking and drugging?
No.
Are you staying out all night?
No, I came home and I had a bit of a headache.
From drugs?
No, it was very hot on the bus. You know, when it's very hot on the bus and I'm not good with travelling. So I came.
Right, so just context, where were you travelling from? From Mecca. So when you say that, you make out like you were going from... You travelled from like the Aran Islands or something.
Yeah,
it was big,
had,
long.
You had like a little bit of a headache.
So 20 minutes on the bus. Okay, cool.
But like on a stuffy bus. So I was like, okay, I'll have a little lie down, and then I happened to fall asleep. Must have needed it.
And then when I came in this evening, you were lying on the couch. I was like, what is wrong with this girl?
Yeah, like, I was just lying down though. Like I
wasn't napping.
No, I wasn't. I had Stan on my lap.
Are you getting into the naps now, though?
No, but that's my first nap I've had that I haven't been like ill.
Yeah, but see, no,
I wasn't ill. I just had like a bit of a headache, so I'm going to lie down.
So when I came in, obviously Shane was ripping it out of you.
Yeah.
But a nap to me, and I had to agree with Shane on this. Nap to me, naps 2 hours max.
Mm. See, I'm not.
Nap is about power.
I'm a new napper.
You see, no, you're gonna this. You're fucked now. Because what time is it now? It's 10:15.
But I feel like I could totally sleep like.
We'll see. It's a dangerous game.
We'll see.
Or you see what can happen to you now because you've had a big nap.
I've been tired since my nap. I think it's because I took too long of a nap.
You overslept.
I overnapped.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is where we're at now.
I overnapped.
Are you going into hibernation? It's a bit late.
It's winter, maybe. I'm starting to go into hibernation.
Like, yeah.
With autumn's kind of coming.
Do you want to bite your nails into the mic a bit more, or what's the story with that?
Sorry. I can't hear that.
Listen, get in touch if you heard Ella bite your nails.
I wasn't even biting my nails.
I think what's going to happen to you is you are going to wake up. What time you plan on getting up at tomorrow?
Like 9:10.
Yeah,
I'm going to wake up like 6?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Probably.
I just don't think you're ready. You see, people think...
Napping's easy.
It's not.
Yeah. I'm not.
Napping is an art form.
I was a little bit panicky when I woke up and I saw it was six. I had a bit of a...
Yeah, yeah. And you panicked when I went, when I was upstairs and you came and said, hey, I was having a little bit of a nap. You were very panicky. Oh, talk about your attire. But you're very
panicky. Yeah.
There was a bit of that.
Because I'm like, because I'm dozing off. Because you were collecting the boys when I first came into the door. And I was lying down.
You came into the door. That's what I had to tell you. You just smashed into the door.
When I came in. And I was starting to doze off. I was like, I'm going to have to tell Emma that I'm going to have a nap. Because she's not going to know. She's not going to know what's going on. So I'd be like, I'm home. But I'm just not coming downstairs. She's not going to know what's going on.
No. You see this. You're putting too much weight onto the nap.
I am.
Nap. Don't tell anybody. I know, me and Shane have been together a long time. We're both professional nappers. Yeah. I will turn to him and say, I think I'm actually going to have a little bit of it. I don't say nap.
A doze.
Thank you. I'm going to have a little bit of it. I was like, I'm going to have a little bit of a sneaky doze. But then often, so I'll tell him because he's fully aware of the doze culture.
Yes, he's a big doze.
We both practice it on a regular basis. We're both quite good at it. Yeah. But I even find myself, even at my level, my level in the game, after years and years of napping, I know myself, when I announce it, I'm affecting the doze before it's even happened.
You think?
Yeah, it can sometimes hinder the doze when you say it. So the best nap, in my mind, no. Don't set no alarms.
I didn't set an alarm.
Unless you're working in like A&E or something and you need to be there. No alarms, nothing.
Or any other job, guys.
No, let's not get fired. Fine. People understand. If you rock up and they're like, I actually just fell asleep. Most people understand. Like, yeah, but no one's napping. A nap, if you're sleeping in the morning, it's not a nap, you're sleeping.
Yeah.
If you're late for work, that's a different thing. And if you're in at nine, that's different. But if you've got to be somewhere like four or five or six and you are late and you say, oh my God, so sorry, I actually ended up falling asleep. There's so much more allowances made for people compared to people who are late for work when they have to be in at nine, compared to people who are late afternoon, evening when they've had a nap and they've fallen asleep because people are like, well, she really needed that. She must be really exhausted. So don't tell anybody you're having the nap.
Okay.
I mean, as long as it's in your own home, don't be like taking a nap on a park bench and like that's different. That's not a nap.
Should I get a notebook?
Don't be getting out in the M50 like I'm just going to take a nap. No, in your own home, don't tell anyone unless you have a trusted, confident nap buddy.
Okay,
like I have. Don't set any alarms because you're spooking the doze before it's even happened.
Okay.
You're setting it off.
Yes, I have tried to nap.
A nap is not about time.
I've tried
time.
To nap before and no. I've set like an hour alarm.
I know you have. I've seen you do that shit and I'm like, oh, rookie mistake. No. A nap can't be captured by time, okay? It's nothing got to do with time.
Okay.
Okay, it's about forgetting the concept of time. That's what it's about.
I did forget the concept.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you got that part of it down. A nap is waking up, not knowing where the fuck you are. What day is it? What time is it? It could be 7 o'clock in the morning. It could be seven. You don't know.
Yeah.
You've got to have that thing of the nap, the waking up from the nap. You have to be prepared to be shook. You're shook. The initial emotion is shook. You don't know where you are, what's going on. You don't know what's happening. So don't add a time constraint to that. Mm. Taking the nap to the bed, that's something else.
That's where I was.
See, you fucked yourself over there.
I can't nap on the couch.
No, nap quick.
Okay.
If you're taking it to the bed, that's a sleep. You're having a sleep then. A nap is couch.
But my
back
bed
of the bus.
So, but my bed
train.
Is so comfy.
No.
My bed is so much more comfy.
It's
though.
A nap.
Yeah, it's a nap, you're right.
Has to be on a couch, has to be on a chair.
But then you're going to wake
up. No, because you wake up, that's exactly it. You wake up with a fucking creak
in
your
neck. Yeah, that's what you want.
The nap has stopped, the nap is over.
But I woke up.
If you go into the bed, you're not going to wake up.
I did wake up though.
Yeah, eventually. What time? Seven?
Six.
No, did you wake up at six?
Yes, I did. I fell asleep around like half two, I woke up at six. COVID six.
What time did you come down? Seven, you were only down, then I was gone.
7 minutes past six.
You see, you're getting caught up in the time thing again. You're fucking yourself over. I personally, what time did you go to bed at last night?
Like one or two.
Crack of shit. Do anyone listening, do get in touch if your daughter's ever sat the other side of you with a microphone in her face and lied to you. Lied. Have you ever heard, sorry, listen, get in touch if you've ever heard a filthier lie than that. Have you ever heard such shit in your life? 1 o'clock.
I said one or two.
Oh, you didn't say one.
I said one or two. Listener, I said one.
Stop
or two.
Involving the listener in arguments.
Listener, come call to our front door right now. I said one or two. Producer Shane will back me up. I said one or two.
Well, if you did, you mumbled it. I heard one.
I said one or two.
I see. You didn't say it confidently.
Yeah, because I was like one or two. It wasn't like one or two. It was like a one or two.
Okay, so we're talking knocking on. We're talking. Yeah, we're talking.
That's why I said 1 or 2.
So we're knocking on 4 o'clock then.
1 or 2.
We're not. It sounds to me like you're like, oh, shit's starting to get bright. Better go to sleep. Is that true?
1 or 2.
Full of shit. Look, you're not ready for the nap. And to be part of your weekly week.
Weekly week.
Part of your weekly week. You bottled it badly. No, you're just taking naps in your bed, making a big hoo-ha about it, coming out on the landing and discovering a nap is, do you want anything to shop? What?
Say that.
The face on you though, that you're just about to say. You're just like, weren't you?
I think I was still asleep when I said that. I don't even know. I think I was asleep when I was like,
I've honestly
gotta tell Emma I'm taking a nap. She'll be worried sick.
In that moment. I'm just sitting in that moment, if I said to you, yeah, can you just go out the back and clean up all the dog shit before you do that? You would have just gone down as you were in your bare feet, just start gathering up the dog shit. I'm like, what's wrong with her? You were so delirious.
I was asleep.
I was like, yeah, okay, chill out. Stagey.
Mid-nap, Emma. You're not going to be looking great.
That's what I'm saying to you. It's a lot easier to keep a cash mid-nap after nap if you're on the couch. Because people, if you're in bed and your eyes are closed, people are like, she's asleep. But if you're on a chair or a couch and your eyes are closed, people are like, she's asleep? I don't know. Is she? On a bus, someone's eyes are closed. You don't know if they're asleep. On a plane, you don't know if they're asleep. You know they've got their eyes closed. Someone's in a bed, eyes closed, they're asleep.
I don't think that's confirmed, but...
If you know about napping, you know... You would know, well,
clearly,
if you knew anything about napping.
I don't know about napping, Emma, so like,
everybody, I'm just having a nap. Can you tell Martin James I'm having a nap?
It's a shame that I wasn't like severely hungover. It would have excused my behaviour, really, I think.
Yeah, no, we don't need you to start drinking. You're clumsy enough, forgetful enough, and you're already napping in the middle of the day. You don't need alcohol.
I'm already a little bit unhinged. Like, we don't need...
You already lose stuff all the time, so we don't need to add alcohol into that. You literally wouldn't have any belongings left. You have nothing. Did anybody see my... Oh, here we go. I can't really say anything to you, you got it from me. But you haven't gotten the gift of the nap yet.
Every week I'll come back.
It'll come to you.
Update.
It's like, I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to say.
Riding a bike.
No, because you learn how to do that.
But like once you get it, you get
it. It's more like a kind of, I'm trying to think of some sort of thing from like Karate Kid, but I can't. It's more like
high kicks?
What? No, it's more like you'll, when you've mastered the nap, you will know what a nap is.
Okay.
You didn't have a nap today. You had a sleep.
I had a nap.
Some people sleep in that much at night, Ella. There's some people, that's how much they
think,
sleep at night.
Think of the sleep deprived adults, yes, in the world.
Think of
Ella.
The sleep deprived adults. She's still exhausted. She can't even speak.
Sleep deprived.
Yes, think of the sleep deprived adults. Okay.
Thought I'd play that up pretty
so,
well.
So yeah, Ella is 19, just to let everyone know. She's not 6.
Think of the sleep deprived adults. Log on to sleep5.com.
It's one of those, it's like one of those shit ads that get kids through the voiceovers off, isn't it?
Like the Harry Potter.
No, it's like a government aware thing.
They don't do children's voices very
government. No, not government aware, but some sort of fucking organisation that's trying to do something good. Log on to doobie-doobie-doo today for your chance to win 2 naps. Log on to Sleep Deprived today. Sleep deprivation. Adults. I mean, you're the one who's studying psychology. What the fuck do you think's going on with you? What's happening?
I just had a nap, lads.
I think you're having a breakdown.
I just had a nap. I was obviously a sleep deprived adult. I just had a nap.
Sounds to me like you went to bed very late last night.
Just had a little nap, guys, please.
I think you're out. I think you're stayed up late. Having the time of your life.
Partying.
Yeah, did you have anything to eat?
I did, yeah.
What did you have?
Had some ramen again. Someone suggested it, so I was like, yeah, sure, go on.
What ramen do we have?
What do you mean? Oh, do you mean for dinner tonight? What do you mean last night?
Oh, here we go again. Jesus. This is Tuesday.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know if you meant yesterday.
Right, let's start. Well, let's go all the way back to the first meal I missed. What did you have for dinner last night?
I had ramen. I had tofu and egg and...
Where'd you have that?
Ramen Co. in Rat Mines. Very nice.
Leave that.
Sorry.
The very Ramen nice. Co. Whereabouts in Rat Mines is that?
It's like across from Leo Burdick's and...
Oh, yeah.
Elephant and Castle.
So kind of the middle of Rat Mines, is it?
Yeah, it's on the other side. It's before, like, this one.
I want to go. I've never been ramen. Nice. Is it just fancy Coke and noodles?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nice, though.
So I'm on board with that.
Yeah, we can go.
I'd get
I'm going to be off Tuesdays in college, so.
Oh, are you?
Tuesday ramen day.
Yeah. That'd suit me.
We did go to Global.
We went, yes!
Yes, we did. Remember we set the date last
Yeah, here
episode.
We go. It's turning into the food podcast again.
Yeah, well, no, you know, I think...
Could I get... Because my... Well, you know this. My favourite thing to have at home and everyone's just like...
I think there is seafood kind of one.
Little busy dinners. You know when it's like weekend, you're having a dinner but not really a dinner. The boys might have like a frozen pizza or something like that. I do coke noodles with prawns. So I do my coconut noodles, I do prawns, I do them on the pan with garlic and a bit of butter.
The absolute pong.
The best way to have prawns. And then I put them in my coconut noodles and I sprinkle the chicken seasoning over and I chop up a scallion.
Absolute pong.
And I put that in and it's like my favourite meal ever. I could honestly, I won't say every day, but if I was left on my own devices, I'd probably eat that, I'd say at least twice a week.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a seat. They have a load of options. I'm sure they have some kind of
I'd like that.
Seafoody.
And did you get anything to drink?
Just a Coke. Yeah, Coke Zero or just a water. I can't remember.
And did you do anything after that?
No.
Well, there's about fucking 12 hours not accounted for there, but we'll let her off with it. Have you ever heard such shite in your life? Huh?
Huh? We went to some different pubs. In the in town.
You went into town then?
We walked into town. Walked into town for about months.
Okay.
No. Get the steps in, you know.
And you want to name any of these pubs? Name one.
Anne's?
Yeah.
Just name one of them. There you go. Dog friendly.
What you have for your breakfast today?
I had pancakes.
Where'd you have them?
The Fat Cat Cafe in my mind. That's what my guys are about.
What time did you get that at?
Like 12, I think. When that time? I feel like I'm being questioned.
Just gathering. It's basically at the moment what we are doing. It's called discovery.
Discovery.
Okay. Yeah, in the case.
In the case.
In the case. This is discovery.
Of why Ella took a 4-hour nap today. Mm. We're trying to figure out the backstory.
Just big holes in this story. Got a bit of ramen. Went to Anne's. Fucked off for 12 hours. Came home, needed a fucking 4-hour nap. And I'm still delirious with the tiredness. I don't know.
This feels like a very
don't bullshit the bullshit.
This feels like a very accusatory podcast.
It's only because you're tired.
Whenever you have a nap, we don't do this, and you have a nap.
Yes, because I daily. Do it right. I do it right
daily.
I do,
and I'm sure they're about 3 or 4 hours sometimes.
So. I do it right. Hashtag nap life.
Sunday, I'm sure your naps are like 4 hours. Go
no, 2 hours max.
3 hours. Let's be real.
So you had pancakes for breakfast. Yep. Then you came home. It all started to go fucking pear-shaped. Started deteriorating. What did you have for dinner? See, so that's why I was trying to call you. So we had the potatoes there. You have to get back to global. Fuck's sake.
This podcast has become unhinged.
No thanks to you. So, or sorry, I meant all thanks to you. That's what I meant to say. You what you have for dinner tonight?
Some potatoes and some veggie pudding.
Veggie pudding, okay, great.
Does that do for you?
Yeah, well, I was just kind of, I wouldn't say worried, I wouldn't go as far as that, because I knew there was like the makings or something, but I was like, I don't know what this girl's going to have to eat. Because I ate one of those cauliflower burgers, but you don't really like them, do you?
No, rank.
I love them.
Rank, rank, rank.
I really like them. I'd have that. They'd be one of my other meals. Well, no, I don't think so. I'd have one of them every 2 weeks. So we went to Global.
Anyway, Global, guys.
What day did we go to
Global? We went off track there for a while. Friday.
We went Friday, yeah.
Went Friday with the boys.
Yeah, I came back from 98. I went with the boys. And I was saying to Shane... Had you been before?
No.
No. I was saying to Shane, I would definitely go back.
Yes.
But I think if I went back, I'd make better choices because I wouldn't have... If I went back with, like, say, you just in the evening or Shane in the evening, because I was kind of focused on helping the boys make decisions of stuff that they'd like. Because I knew for Tommy, he'd kind of struggle because he's not really into, like... Well, he's not into, like, noodles and rice or anything. Whereas Joe is more... into that stuff. He's more adventurous. Anytime I'm having a Chinese, he's like, what's going on here? You know, he's more interested. So I think I was probably more focused on helping them. I think I would have made better choices. And I think I would, remember I said to you, I don't think I was hungry enough. I think, not that I wanted to be going up and down 6 times or anything. So it's, I can't even remember how much is it ahead. How much is it ahead?
I don't know. I think it was like, 13 or 15 euro for an adult.
Yeah, something like
half that. Half that for a kid.
And you can go, obviously you can go up as much as you want and they've all mixed the stuff and...
Well, in fairness, ours was during the lunch time, so it was a little bit cheaper.
Oh, yeah. And then we did get bottomless drinks, but I don't actually think we needed that.
I was the only one that used it. It's because like one of us had to stay with the boys, kind of.
Yeah.
So
I stay with the table kind of more.
That's the only one that stays table.
Yeah. But I would definitely go back. I was impressed with the desserts.
Good desserts, yeah.
I was surprised that they had such a good selection of desserts.
Like if Global wants to give us a free meal, like that'd be grand. Like we talk about it again on the podcast, I think.
The podcast. Why are you looking for freebies, Ella? I thought you were just doing this for the fun of it. Like, Jesus, you really sucked the joy out of it, haven't you?
I take a free meal.
Take a free meal. But yeah, go back. I think when I'd like to go back is I'd like to go back in the evening time, be really, really hungry, and like on a Tuesday or something, like not on a Friday or, do you know what I mean? Like to go back when it's quiet.
That's your plan.
Yeah. But no, I like to. I would just like to be, what are you looking at there?
Just looking at the time.
Oh, I would like to go back mad hungry.
Mad hungry, she says.
Yeah, I just don't feel like I was, I'd like, I'd kind of, you know, want to have a 4-hour nap and then go to Gobo. Did you, were you hungry after your nap?
No, a little bit, yeah.
But it's nice. I'd say it'd be nice to go to the cinema and then go to Global or something.
I think they have like a little deal, actually.
Oh, a little cinema deal, do they?
A cinema deal. A cinema deal. Cinema date night Global deal.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to do that. If you can squeeze me in. So, how are you feeling about going back to Cali?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
You have a few weeks to go, though.
I'm back on the 12th.
Yeah. So and your brothers were back in school today?
Yeah, how was that? How was getting them up and all that jazz?
It was good. I'd say it'd be more of a struggle now. Well, not struggle, but I'd say it'd be harder to get them up tomorrow morning.
No excitement.
Although Tommy was still, I mean, I don't know how many times I had to go in and wake up Tommy.
I can imagine.
Because he just
put four-hour nap was.
Yeah. Very much a 4-hour nap was. And he'd have the thing like a view where he'd sit up in the bed, his eyes would be open, but he'd be completely gone. Mm. He would be completely asleep. But they got up and they were all happy heading off. And do you know what I liked about it as well today? They were like in great form and everything. They didn't get homework.
Well, yeah, you'd like to hope so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but over the years, yourself included, there's people that have come back from the first day and they've gotten homework.
The only time I ever came back with homework on the first day was in secondary school.
Did you never in primary school?
No,
because I remember there was once.
No, because I remember when I got it in secondary school, I was like, what is this? Oh, I ever got home the first day. It was like one teacher as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what was this shit?
Who was it?
It was my German teacher. Lovely. Yeah, ended up being a lovely teacher, but did not set the right the initial
first impressions.
The initial first impressions were not good when she came out.
She was always a hardcore.
Great teacher. Lovely person.
Well, everyone who ever had her always loved the class,
but not.
We were like, oh, she's the. We were like, she's the real deal.
Giving the kids homework on the first day.
But yeah, no. So they were all happy. So I was. Yeah, I was delighted.
How did you enjoy your time away from everybody?
I enjoyed my time away.
Your quiet house.
I did, because obviously your brothers were just here flopping around with me most of the summer. I did enjoy it, and I felt like I was actually being real productive today.
That's good.
And I was like, well, not that I wouldn't be usually, but you know what I mean? I was like, oh, I can see how I'm going to structure my day now, hopefully.
She got it all planned out, lads.
Yeah, I've got it all planned out. I'm looking after body, mind, spirit, the whole shebang, writing jokes, whatever. And then I was messaging Suzanne Kane, right? Because I was just looking for a bit of gossip. Mm. Nothing major, I just wanted a bit of goss. And she was like, oh, sure, I'll see you tonight.
Mm.
I was like, what? I just got the panics. I was like, whoa. So it was meant to be when I did it, but I was doing a different podcast this evening.
Better podcast.
But I completely forgot about it because it's completely.
You even put it in your calendar.
Everything goes in the calendar.
Like you put it in your calendar when you got the day.
When you're a hashtag.
Hashtag.
When you're a hashtag nothing see, like you're, queen, you've got to keep the calendar up to date. So, but I was convinced myself that today was Monday. With the boys going back to school.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's Tuesday. Fair. So even though I got lots of telltale signs throughout the day that it was in fact Tuesday.
Like when you looked at the date on your phone and
Someone
came saying, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. So that was the only thing that led me to believe maybe this productive life ain't for me, because if I was procrastinating much more, I would have copped that it was Tuesday sooner.
Mm.
But it was all good. So that was the only little thing today that made me think maybe I need a nap. But
do you remember your first day at school?
First
day back?
Well, I remember my first day at school. I remember the actual school part.
Mm.
Well, very well.
What else did you remember?
So I don't remember how I don't really remember how I got there or whatever.
Oh, okay, that's not making sense.
But what I remember is I had a lovely French plait in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
My mammy always did my hair lovely. I always did my hair lovely now. And we all sat at round tables, and in the center was a container of crayons. Now, I noticed that the crayons weren't new. I was like, okay.
Why are the crayons so thick?
Yeah.
And you can't, like, no one's going to be colouring chunky, inside the lines of that. Yeah,
chunky fuck-off crayons. Impossible. Which I was not a fan of.
No.
And we had a picture of a clown to colour in.
Don't you not like clowns?
I don't mind them, but I just like, whatever. Who doesn't like clowns? But I had these great shoes that were, they were actually boys' shoes, but on the sole they had like these raised up screws and spanners and hammers. Did I tell you about this?
No. You haven't told me about one pair of shoes that you had when you were four.
I loved them. And I remember sitting in the class having my foot kind of sneakily up on my knee and like feeling the sole. And then I just remember a lot of people in the class crying about, you know, because at that time, you see, a lot of them, that would have been their first time being away from their mum or whatever. Yeah. And obviously, even still now, it's still the unknown and whatever.
You got that year, though. That free
year. Yeah. But I just remember thinking, oh, this is a bad buzz.
Oh, everyone crying.
Everyone crying. I just was like, your mum's come back. I was like, this is grand. Like, I was lacking in empathy even then. I was just like, can we just like have a bit of crack here? Like,
can we stop crying, lads?
Like, I was probably thinking about I had something good in my lunchbox. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that I liked that kind of bit of independence. Mm. Like, I'm just going to munch me lunch on my own. Thanks very much. But all in all, I remember looking forward to it. And I went to presentation.
Mm. Name drop.
Went to presentation in Tarnier, even though I lived in Tala at the time. So it was a bit of a thing. There was a bus that brought you.
Mm.
It wasn't a Dublin bus, like it was a private bus. So, yeah, it was all fairly, I'm sure my mom probably brought me in the first day or whatever, you know. But then after that, you're on the school bus heading off. So I kind of liked all that and earwigging and all the conversations and stuff. And I was very quiet, though, when I started school because, like yourself, I had delayed speech.
Imagine that, lads.
I was very, very quiet. Like, very quiet. So I think that's even when now sometimes if I go into new situations, I have to make sure that I don't sit there and say nothing because it's just what I'm kind of got used to and then whatever. But so I probably didn't speak to many people and then everyone heard my laugh and that's when it all started kicking off. Well, and my teacher used to call me Woody Woodpecker.
The fact that you're a teacher.
Yeah. Well, I do you know what it was though? I obviously came from a family where everyone slagged everyone. So yes. It wasn't going to really upset me, but I remember it being in a nice way.
Still.
I remember the tone, I didn't feel it was a bad thing. I do think it is a dangerous game to slag somebody about their laugh, though.
Yeah, especially like a five-year-old.
Yeah, I think it's a risky one.
Yeah.
Because then if people develop a complex comedic risk. But I think if people develop, it's like people developing a complex about their smile. Yeah, I think that's, you know, but I took it in the tone it was intended. Or what's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, good experience. What about your first
good
day?
Experience.
That's good.
Well, I had to get there
I don't actually remember.
I had to get there by myself.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Emma pushed me out of the door. No shoes. And,
I'm just gonna have a drink of Coke Zero.
I had to find my own way there. I knew my way to the shop, so I asked the local shop man
if he had
a map, so I could find my way to school.
Anyway, look, and thanks for listening to this week so much. We really do appreciate it, and always feel free to get in touch. We love to hear from you. Anything you'd like us to discuss, any topics, things like that, any questions you have for us, we'd be happy enough to answer. So
I sat at the red table, guys. It was a great day. The girl beside me was called Ella, and that was great buns.
Yes, I remember kind of wedging you in beside her because I don't know. So maybe I was talking to her mom or something.
I was like, what's your name? Ella. I'm like, my whole world imploded.
Oh yeah, I just thought it might be like a nice little conversation starter for you.
I was like, oh my god, we have the same name. That's absolutely mad.
I remember you being very happy to go off to school. Mm. I can see now that you say that part of it. Yeah, I remember where
the part
you
where
sat.
You kicked me out of this house. No,
but I remember being very conscious to like when I brought you into the classroom, because you go into the classroom, but I was very conscious to like drop you in. I'll find your seat. That's what I was like. I'll find her seat, and I was like, "Oh, that girl's name's Ella." I was like, "That'll do for the first day." And you both seemed very happy about that. And then I just was like, "Bye," and liked it, because then I remember the teacher had to start saying to a few parents, like, obviously I'm paraphrasing,
"Get the fuck out."
Yeah. So it's like I didn't want to be that thing, and then I think sometimes. The more, if you hang around, then they're expecting you to be hanging around. You know what I mean?
I remember, like, the whole family was there.
On your first day?
Yeah.
Oh, were they?
She, like, Margie and James were right there.
Were they there?
Yeah, I think Simon was there. I swear.
Maybe, yeah.
For context, that's Emma's brother. Like, I swear he was there. Like, maybe I'm wrong.
Simon's mafia.
We'll have to ask him, but, like, I think he was there.
So I had
an entourage.
See, don't this is Simon.
Had an entourage of people there.
Simon is mad for you.
Had an entourage.
You don't.
Hopefully, he listens to this episode.
Yeah, he's mad for you.
Had an entourage,
but you wouldn't know because he just slagged the shit out of you the whole time.
Entourage,
but he's mad for you.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't an entourage of people, but in my mind, it was like the whole gang was there.
I would totally. Now that you say it, I'm like, he probably did bop along.
Whole gang.
But did he go to the school, I wonder?
I think so. I think.
But you know what?
But like, that could be. That's the way I remember it. But that doesn't mean that.
He might have been outside for the photos and stuff. But you know what? If you remember him being there, I think that's the thing about memories, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're your own.
Yeah.
They're completely, like, do with them as you want. They're your own memories.
Yeah. I might have, I don't know.
And your mind remembers
things. That's what I remember.
Sometimes your mind remembers things in a completely bullshit way. But I'm like, it's okay, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, we better go to bed. It's 10 to 11 now.
10 to 11?
And Ella's exhausted after being up for a few hours.
Maybe I can only be up in, like, 3-hour intervals now. I have to go to sleep for a while. Sorry, guys, can I just take a 4-hour break and work, please?
Like a newborn baby. Thanks very much for listening. My second Liberty Hall, Ella. Have you got tickets?
No. I've been expecting you to just hand me tickets. But it's yet to happen.
Look, you're eating out like fucking 17 times a week. You can afford to get a couple of tickets to your
mass
show.
Expecting you to just...
The link is in my bio on Instagram. They're on Ticketmaster. Emma Doran, Ticketmaster, Liberty Hall. You'll find them. November 25th. I'd love to see you there. It's going to be...
Bye-bye.
Chachi's next week.
Right, if you subscribe.
There she is. She woke up for that bit. Bye.
Bye.